Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great topic with a wonderful group of guests who are experts on today's topic. So you're in the multifamily industry. That probably means that you're either in the owner management area or you're a vendor who works with multifamily management companies. What are the vendor's secrets for creating long-lasting and profitable relationships in the industry? And how do multifamily management professionals feel about the importance of vendor relationships? With this in mind, our topic today is how to create strong vendor and management relationships. Joining me in the studio is an unprecedented panel of experts on this topic. We have Izzy Garza, National Account Manager with Maintenance Supply Headquarters, Billy Griffin, Vice President of Sales with Camp Construction, and Blaise Spitaleri, Business Development Manager at Rasa Floors. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
So, Izzy, you were talking about the way the show stacked up today with the three of you, that Billy has been a pioneer on the vendor side and was kind of a mentor to you when you came into the industry. And now Blaise, who's been in the industry a while, is starting that ascent going up through the different opportunities that are available through the Houston Apartment Association that both of you guys have already done and completed. So tell us a little bit about how you see that as far as the different phases that someone can go through.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me and Billy and Blaise on the show. We really appreciate that. It's funny, as I look at Billy and I look at Blaise, and we've all earned our journey. And years back when I first started, I looked up to Billy. I thought that he had some solid relationships. People gravitated towards him. He was great with people. And I said to myself, man, that's a guy that hopefully I can be, you know, somewhat like in the future. And he's obviously been successful and has done very, very well. And then you got somebody like Blaise who recently has started his journey. And the only thing that I think Billy and I would agree on is that we hope that we can be, you know, people that can give him sound advice, be good examples of how to be professional in the industry so that he can be as successful as we have been. And in the future, you know, turn around and give it to somebody else.
And you guys totally have been as well. You know, actually, before I even really got involved, you know, you both of your names were names that I've heard of. And I actually, like, just never had the opportunity to meet you or be around you. And then as soon as I did, was able to have the opportunity to meet both of y'all, it was really nice, you know, just being welcomed into the industry as well. And, you know, looking at you guys and what you've accomplished over the course of your careers is just, it's just wonderful to, you know, have something to strive towards. You know, you guys have definitely laid the foundation. So, you know, it's for people like myself coming up, you know, great role models and great people to try to emulate, you know, going forward.
Well, appreciate that. Billy, what do you see as the reason that it seems like the multifamily industry is completely different than other industries? I mean, you're in the contracting business and you could contract to all different types of industries, but what's different about multifamily that gives vendors the opportunity to make these long-standing and strong relationships with management companies?
Well, I'm going to go back to the word that you used earlier. You said vendors, and we joke about that frequently. We like to say supplier partners.
Okay.
Yeah. And we do, because we feel like we have become partners and lifelong friends with these people that are multifamily owners, that are their asset managers, their regional vice presidents, their managers of multi-million dollar assets out there. And, you know, they all have, you know, huge needs, and they love it when they feel like they can pick up the phone and call a friend to help them out of something. They love it when they can say, hey, Izzy, you know, thanks for, you know, showing us this new product and thanks for whatever, but I need some help in this other area completely. And we become references to so many different people in the industry to help them out of things, that our group has kind of formed a tight-knit supplier partnership with ourselves. You know, even people who are competing companies. You know, there are a lot of flooring companies out there. There are a lot of contractor companies out there. But we're all still friends. We still help each other. We refer people to each other. We, you know, if somebody needs something, we're not afraid or ashamed to just say, hey, yeah, here, help, this person will help you. They're really good people. And I think that's why our company chose to kind of stay in the multifamily industry, because it's just such a tight-knit group of people.
Yeah.
I think the other thing, too, that Billy wanted to kind of follow up is that there's a level of trust that we've built over the years. And I trust Billy. I trust Blaze, because they're also representing me. You know, if I, you know, if I'm asked for a recommendation on a flooring company or, you know, a construction company, obviously these are two people that I trust to say, hey, they do a phenomenal job. Their reputation is impeccable. Absolutely. Give them a shot. The other thing, too, that he had mentioned that I think is really important, and that is true. We don't want to be looked at as just a vendor, but a partner. I know that, you know, when I look at an opportunity, I'm not looking at it from a sales standpoint. I mean, that's ultimately something that will happen naturally. But I think the other thing that I look at is, how does my piece of the puzzle help them get what they need? Because I truly want to help them. And hopefully I am a solution, not just an option.
Right.
Because you become a long-term fix.
Correct.
I mean, if we all have seen, hey, we're all bidding for this one job, and we're going to just go the lowest price to try to get this one job. And maybe you don't do the best work, and because you've cut corners and cut your price to do it. It's like, if you can do a great job and build the reputation of doing a great job over and over and over again, and even when you don't do a great job fixing the mistakes and the problems, then you do become that piece of the puzzle that people are looking for, because they're like, hey, look, I'm calling them because I do trust, as Izzy said, I trust these people to take care of me regardless of what happens.
Correct.
So what I'm, one of the things I'm hearing is that you should also try to build a relationship with your fellow vendor business partners.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's and to me, you know, some of my best friends are, you know, on the vendor side of this, and they have been for, you know, almost 30 years now of me doing this. And
right.
it's folks that we've taken vacations with. We go, you know, to San Antonio, to Dallas, to New York, to, you know, we travel together to do multifamily things. And some of us will go in a day or two early just to play around a golf together, or to go to dinner together,
oh, yeah.
just some vendors to sit down and just share life experiences, because it's not just about the working world. It's about, you know, all of this. We're all in this together, and we're all trying to get through it. So.
Right.
I'm trying to get to that point where I could travel with them and play some golf and stuff.
You'll get there. Don't worry about it.
It's funny you mentioned that. You know, building relationships with vendors, that was really one of my first keys when I first got in. It's hard enough to work with and try to pursue, you know, business on the management side. But it makes it a lot easier when you know people that know people. Mm-hmm. I think I know what you mean. You think, I hope you know what I mean by that.
Yeah. Absolutely does. And I tell people this, that there's nothing that will make you more proud than to be at an apartment association event and see somebody that maybe looks a little lost, they're kind of new, they don't really know a lot of people, and go in and grabbing them by the arm and walking them around and not even caring, who they're with, but say, hey, these are some of the key people you need to meet. And that just, I mean, you get home at night and you go, man, I feel pretty good that I helped this person get, you know. Now, if they don't take it and run with it, that's on them.
Sure.
Correct.
But they definitely look back to you and say, wow, that first day, you shook hands with people that I met a lot of people, and you made me feel comfortable around a lot of people that are kind of intimidating. Because I'll never forget my first experience with the apartment industry. I mean, my first event I went to, there were 300 people in a room, and I had a brand new suit on, and I was ready to go talk to everybody. And I got in and didn't know anybody, and kind of stood back. And it was the Sherry Stevensons and the Jeff Rays and the people that, you know, were really involved back in the day, that, you know, Mike Koch, Norcrackauer, you know, they took me by the arm and said, hey,
man,
you can't have
there.
A new suit like that and not walk around and meet everybody in the room. Come on, let's go. So we and the rest is history, as they say.
Sure. Well, so one of the things you mentioned was the Apartment Association, and we've got about a minute and 30 seconds left before we have to go take a break. But what's the importance of the Apartment Association to helping to create opportunities for business vendor partners to work with management companies and to work with each other?
to me, it levels the playing field. It gets everybody in a room together, whether you're on a chili cook-off committee or an education conference committee, or you're there for a volleyball tournament or a bowling tournament or a golf tournament. Everybody's there equally to have a good time, and it kind of breaks down the oh, well, you know, I'm here to try to sell something. It's, you're not really there to sell anything. You're there to network. You're there to build relationships. And to me, that's where true friendships, you know, when you spend a day playing golf with somebody or bowling or playing volleyball or working a chili cook-off all day with people and you're running around, you know, helping them out, those are the relationships that I'm talking about that last forever.
Yeah. Really, if it wasn't for the apartment associations and all the different events and committees and fun that everybody has, I wouldn't know anybody. You know, really, it's a great opportunity to kind of, you know, let your guard down and just be yourself and, you know, be the genuine person. That's how you mentioned before, like, you just have to be honest and trust people.
Yeah.
And that's how you're going to build it up. And especially if everybody's on that same level playing field, you know, that's.
Yeah. You know, in a few words, really, it's been the foundation of my success. It really has. The people there that have helped me, that have helped me network, the relationships that I've built, both on the vendor management side, I'm eternally grateful for what they've done to me. So for me, excuse me.
That's great. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after this message with a very special guest who will be joining us in the studio. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of how to create strong supplier, partner, and management relationships. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me is Izzy Garza, National Account Manager with Maintenance Supply Headquarters, Billy Griffin, Vice President of Sales with Camp Construction, Blaze Spitaleri, Business Development Manager at Rasa Floors, and joining us in the second segment and throughout the rest of the show is Stephanie Graves, the CEO and co-founder of Q10 Property Advisors. I do want to take a moment before we jump back into the conversation to thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible: EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma, WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management, and Ted W. Allen & Associates specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. So, guys, we were talking about how you guys got started in the industry. Stephanie, since you've joined us now, tell us the importance of, I would imagine that no property, no owner or manager can be successful without the help of a business supplier, partner, or vendor. What is the secret of creating that relationship to help you guys?
Yeah, right. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I heard that the best partner, vendor, partners, associates were going to be here today, so I'm happy to be here. You know, certly with the gentlemen that are in this room, but in general, the vendor relationships that you forge on the multifamily side are irreplaceable in terms of the success of a property. And I think there are some people that come into the multifamily arena thinking maybe they're going to run it like a single family house where they're going to call up Joe Blow in the Yellow Pages or in Google. And that's not how a successful business runs. I mean, this is all about partnerships and relationships with the residents, with the employees, and certainly with our partner suppliers. I mean, you have to be able to count on those relationships to get you not only the best price, but service, and they are knowledgeable about things that we aren't. I mean, there's no possible way that on the multifamily side we can know about every single regulation and every single fire extinguisher and every single outlet that's happening or that is developing or the technology that's coming across. And so we rely heavily on our vendor partners to make sure that they bridge that gap between not only the knowledge, but the usefulness of products. I mean, I can tell endless stories about Izzy introducing me to products that I didn't even know were on the market. And so those types of relationships are you know, make us and make me a better operator and then help our owners and our developers present a better product. I mean, when USB outlets came onto the market, it was kind of one of those confusing, can we use them? Can we not use them? We know we can use them in new construction, but are they useful in C product? And can it be with aluminum wiring and not be with aluminum wiring? And how do you retrofit? And so while I could go to an electrician and ask those questions, you know, going to the supplier that has a connection to those that are manufacturing that is instrumental in what we do in making us successful.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Izzy had shown you countless different products that are available. How does a supplier partner gain that opportunity and gain that trust from a management?
Yeah, you know, I stepped in just at the end of that first segment, and these gentlemen were talking about the importance of the apartment association. I mean, we're very lucky, and I think every show that I've been on with you, we've talked about the importance of forging those relationships with the apartment association. And so I think any entry-level vendor or anybody that's looking to break into the multifamily arena has to put the apartment association on their to-do list. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be intimidating because there's a lot of members and there's a lot of activities and how do I fit in? But I, you know, I've been in other industries. I was in banking and I was in, you know, some insurance for a little bit. And so it's interesting to see how the multifamily industry embraces each other from a vendor standpoint. I mean, you can have multiple flooring vendors at the same meeting, talking to the same people, and it's not an adverse relationship. And so, you know, same thing with Billy. I mean, he's with Camp Construction and they have, you know, there's other vendors that do GC work and that do roofing work and do the things that they do. And they can have a bond and a relationship with each other so that it's friendly competition and they know that they're, you know, both trying to get a client. But it's not, let's just say it's not like politics, mm-hmm. where all the Democrats throw each other under the bus and then one of them wins and then they all got to support that Democrat when he's running against a Republican, right? Not like that at all. I mean, I called two GCs the other day and was asking them about some bids, and I had one, and I tell them, you know, I'm talking to several people, we're getting some bids. And one of them called me after looking at the project and said, you know what, Stephanie, I know the other guy that you're using and I think he's really qualified and I think he's going to do a good job for you. And I don't think I can give you the attention that you need right now because this is a big project. Mm-hmm. So, you know what, I think he'll do you right. You should probably stick with him if he's already given you a price. Yeah. I mean, that's unheard of in other
amazing.
Industries. Yeah. And that's the same case with flooring vendors. I mean, I've used Ross in the past. I use different vendors. And so while there's a friendly competition, you know, ensuring and embracing new membership and new vendors is something that I've never seen as open and as free as we do in the multifamily industry.
And why do you think that is, that in the multifamily industry, you have those types of relationships that develop as opposed to other industries?
Sure. So it's going to sound a little corny, mm-hmm. but I think that these people genuinely care about our industry and understand that if we don't support each other, then we're not going to succeed. And so, you know, I heard somebody say something once that said, everybody does better when everybody does better. And so we know that they know that we've got to foster a relationship between each other that makes sense. Because, you know, nine out of the 10 relationships that I have with vendors are ones that I started in my career 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've known Izzy at several businesses. You know, he's been with another vendor. And so building those relationships through the years, people quickly learn that tearing down another vendor or tearing down another individual is not going to be something that's going to benefit you in the future. Because I can tell you, no one thought that I would be their boss, correct? Right. Or no one thought that they would be calling on my business. And I've had relationships where vendors haven't called on me because they thought my business was too small. And so if there's some advice, it's that every person that you come in contact with has the potential, certainly in this industry, both on the vendor side and the multifamily side, to go from a leasing agent. I mean,
oh yeah,
Jackie Roan was a part-time leasing agent, right. And now she's basically, oh, yeah, you know, running the international division of Greystar. So In this industry, we say it's very incestuous because we all know each other and we get around. So unlike other industries, the vendors embrace each other. And when I say they genuinely care, we were just at the Capitol a week ago. And we were talking to legislators about something that's affecting multifamily, which is late fees. And there were probably 60% vendor partners in that legislative session and visiting with the legislators about something that matters to multifamily. Why does Izzy or Blaze or Billy care about my late fees on a property? Because they care about our industry, and they know that success for me and something that affects me from a legislative standpoint is going to directly affect their business and directly affect their relationships with us. So it's kind of sappy and kumbaya, but you know, it's the world that we live in.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's the truth. If I could jump in real quick, you were just talking about Jackie Roan. I used to call on her property and sit and visit with her because, you know, it seemed like a million years ago, and I won't say that because she's obviously not as old as I am.
It was like 10 years ago.
It was 10 years. No, it was a long time ago. But, you know, our relationship, you know, was formed because back then I took the time to sit down with her and get to know her and talk to her. And as she moved up through the ranks and as I moved up through the ranks, you know, we continue to be good friends and check on, you know, each other's kids, and her kids are getting married, and, you know, my kids are in school, and we see each other. And it's not just, hey, how is work? It is truly, as you said, kumbaya. We care about each other in this industry, and we're always checking on each other, wondering how we're doing, what's going on in your world, in your life, not just, again, what's happening in your work life.
And could I comment too on just talking with your competitors in general, the community outreach? We just had a meeting last week, and it seemed like all the flooring vendors actually sat in the same corner, and we were all talking to each other, and it was really great. And then afterwards, I was talking with one of, I guess, quote unquote, my competitor, and I started showing them some new products that I'm just think it's revolutionizing the flooring industry. And I start going through, and he's like, I have no idea anything about this stuff. I was like, I'll give you the contact information for the manufacturer. Like, it's really great. I use them on, you know, X, Y, and Z properties, and like, they seem to love it. I've had a lot of success. So it's even sharing that information, because we do know at the end of the day, it's, you know, taking care of, you know, the apartment communities, because that trickles down to, you know, the clients and the people that live, the residents in those facilities. And that could be us too. You know, it's all a family, it's all a community.
And however great Blaze is at what he does, I mean, he's realistic in understanding that there is no possible way that he can service the 500,000 units in Houston.
Right. Well.
490, and then the other company, you know, yeah. So as much as everyone wants to grow their business, you know, there's some people that just click with other people. There's some clients that you think, you know what, you're probably going to work better with that client. But from a vendor perspective, a partner perspective, they very much embrace new people that come into the industry. I mean, they have a mentor program on the partner side. That, to me, I mean, we certainly didn't have that in insurance.
Sure.
We certainly didn't have that in the banking industry. And so while there might be some proprietary things that they have in their back pocket that they can offer, or someone that has a specialty in something, in general, it's about service. It's about making those relationships and making it a good connection.
It's funny, you know, Stephanie's sitting over here. I've known Stephanie for quite some time. And, you know, I always say to myself, it always feels like Christmas morning when I see some of these, you know, partners of ours, you know, like a Q10 or a Jackie Roan. You know, you feel there's a sense of familiarity, like, wow, that's really great to see you. And it's never been about the product. I mean, that happens as a result of the relationship. But over years, there's this factor of trust, and she knows me, I know her, and I know what she's thinking. I know she's not going to like that. I'm not going to go to her and present something that I know that she probably would not like, you know, even though I'll share it. But, you know, I always feel that sense of, like, you know, familiarity and knowing them and knowing how to talk to them and be with them, that over the years has just helped me.
But for a cliffhanger for the next segment, sometimes that can be dangerous as well.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
We'll get back to that.
Oh, wow.
We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of how to create strong business partner, supplier partner relationships with management companies. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me is Izzy Garson, National Account Manager with Maintenance Supply Headquarters, Billy Griffin, Vice President of Sales with CAM Construction, Blaise Spitaleri, Business Development Manager with Rasa Floors, and from the owner management area, we have longtime multifamily industry veteran Stephanie Graves, co-founder and CEO of Q10 Property Advisors. Stephanie, you set us up with a cliffhanger, so let's talk about what was the cliffhanger
from
the last segment.
You know, Izzy was talking about those relationships. We all were, about how important those relationships are and caring about the people you serve. And so as much as that's important in what we do, it also can be dangerous because, you know, when you, I don't want to say fail, but when you have a speed bump in your relationship with a vendor, maybe they let you down, they disappoint you, you know, they're only as good as the person that's installing or the person that's delivering or person that didn't make this, didn't deliver the refrigerator when it was supposed to be delivered. You know, that's a heavy responsibility that they also carry, to have their personal relationships with someone and ask about your kids. And then there's an owner visit that they don't get you the supply that you need at that certain point. So, you know, you have to be authentically committed to what you do and make sure that you can deliver on your promises. Quickly, vendor relationships will go poorly when you overpromise and underdeliver.
Oh, yeah.
And so in the vendor relationships, it's really important that I think they stay grounded in what they do. I mean, that's, I look for honesty, customer service, as well as quality of the product. And so as much as I love Izzy and his product, that doesn't mean that I always order from him. Don't tell him, but, you know, there might be something that I find that's, you know, cheaper or better, or I just feel like it's going to meet my needs better. Or maybe something's on back order. You know what I mean? Don't limit yourself from the multifamily side on it only being about relationships. It's very difficult to respect someone professionally if you can't respect them personally and vice versa. And so when we are so good of friends and we handle each other on a personal level and on a professional level, sometimes people that can't accept that responsibility see their careers quickly decline. And so being conscious of that is important.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. You know, it's very easy for vendors to get immediately offended or upset when they have these relationships, and all of a sudden, you know, something happens that's not good, and all of a sudden you're looked at a little bit more differently. And so you're definitely right. You have to be grounded and know that, hey, it's nothing personal. It's business. You have to be willing to go ahead and take the good with the bad. I know that I've had my fair share of the good and the bad, and you know, at the same time, learn from it. I think the biggest thing that a vendor can do is when they make mistakes is you know, learn from it. A lot of times they don't learn from it. They just can repeat the same thing and they have the same results. But it's good for a vendor, I know myself, when something happens, to sit back and kind of just say, how could I have done this better? What ways and steps that I could have done this better? Not just, you know, the ultimate result here, but with your relationship with the companies that you work with, how can I improve what, you know, we've made a mistake here? How do I get better here? So That's a really good point, Stephanie. I mean, every day is, you know, when these things, they do come up. Mm-hmm. They do. They absolutely do. You just got to be willing to go ahead and step back and say, okay, maybe not today was a great day, but tomorrow's a new day. And reflect and kind of sit back and say, how do I get better?
Yeah.
To add to that, too, I don't want to sound too cliche, but really at the end of the day, your paycheck, you know, what everybody needs to survive in this world is a reflection of, you know, your extraordinary customer service. So you really mm-hmm. do need to back up what you say, say what you mean what you say, and don't say it mean, you know, mm-hmm. and really just put your best foot forward. But don't oversell, because that is really key. And I feel like there's a lot of people that put themselves in a situation where they'll overpromise something and really just cannot deliver. And then they'll try to backpedal their way out of that. And really, if you just stick to the basics of really just being transparent and being upfront True. With expectations, you'll be much more successful.
I'm going to jump in here, too, and talk about communication. I know we overuse that mm-hmm. word, but I've seen so frequently where somebody will make a mistake on something. And instead of coming forward and owning it and saying, hey, I know you've got owners coming in this Friday, but we're going to have this fixed or we're going to have this solved, they wait and wait and wait and try to get it fixed, or they're running around behind the scenes. Because, again, because they overpromised and they know they're going to not make the deadline. And instead of just being honest, they wait until the Friday and go, oh, we're sorry this didn't happen. Or, oh, we're sorry. We you know, it's like, gosh, if you'd have let me know 2 days ago, I probably could have had the owners not come in. We could have fixed the problem and solved it. So that's the kind of communicating I think we're talking about. It's like own your mistakes. Step. I mean, everybody's going to make them. Everybody's going to have those things that are out of their control. But be as transparent, Blaze, as you were saying, and communicate. Just let people know. Mm-hmm. They all know we're human. They all know that things are going to happen that are out of their control. You know, you're talking about a car breaking down or things, you know, during the break. Those kind of things happen. You know, if you got, you know,
or catching
yeah. fire. That's right. So when those things happen behind the scenes, the customer, they don't care that somebody's car broke down or that mm-hmm. this happened or that this delivery didn't get or that the warehouse was locked or that whatever the story is, they've got people on their end that they're trying to take care of.
Yeah.
And it's up to all of us to try to make that happen.
So I was the branch manager with many different locations with Rasa Floors over the years. And it's funny, I'd be lying if I said I've never found myself in a position where one of my sales representatives had overpromised something, and I find myself in a truck driving maybe 5-6 hours to another location to pick up a roll of carpet that they told us we will definitely have here. And I was like, why would you promise that? But yes, so, you know, just to save the day, to keep, you know, our word and our promise, I've done those trips, 10-hour round trips.
And understanding from the partner relationship that there are people that have been doing this for a very long time. And, you know, Blaze mentioned that he's giving, you know, he's telling a competitor about a product that was new on the market. There's a support system available to you. If you're a new vendor, new mm-hmm. partner that's yeah. joining the network of multifamily, because there's a lot of business out there. So if you're a new vendor joining that relationship, maybe you don't have the money that Camp has or Maintenance Supply or Rasa to support the apartment association or to support or to advertise or to, you know, support the show. Then, you know, how do you get your foot in the door? How do you make those connections? And I think it's truly walking in. You know, they have an ambassadors program. Mm-hmm. with the apartment association that welcomes new vendors. And so that to me is kind of a platform to be able to start that career. And know kind of the unspoken rules in the multifamily industry, which is, you know, never go to a property the first week of the month, because that's hopefully when everybody's paying their rent.
Right. That's news. I didn't right? know that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually how you make a name for yourself.
Yes. Yes. They remember you. We remember you. So, you know, that's a busy time for apartment managers. And so understanding that and not forcing your way onto a property is going to be important for you. Knowing that there is a gatekeeper, using those ambassador relationships and the apartment association, when you get involved, they have specific tasks where you need to visit properties. To me, if I was entering as a vendor, that's the first place that I would go, and I would find somebody that's been in the industry and partner with them and get some ideas.
Izzy, I was just going to mention, I know that the ambassadors is one program that the Houston Apartment Association has, but there's also another program where you can get some one-on-one time with somebody who's a supplier to kind of be your mentor. What is that program?
Well, we have a group called the Product Service Council that their sole mission is to, you know, be people that can, especially new mentors, talk about the industry. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had the pleasure of sitting down with quite a few people over the years, and when they're new, they're like, hey, I'm just trying to get my feet wet. I don't know what this is about. Can you help me? And, you know, ask them questions like, well, what do you want to do? What do you see yourself in this puzzle here? You know, where do you want to do? And it's really simply there to help mentor new people get themselves, you know, situated and get themselves within the apartment industry, know about the apartment industry. So eventually, one of these days, they're very comfortable. They can go on their own, and then they can go ahead and pay it forward to somebody else. Because there's always going to be new people that come in. So, you know, over the years, we've had some great people that have come through the industry that were just new people. And over a cup of coffee, the most simplest, inexpensive way to have a visit over a cup of coffee. And now they're thriving, successful vendor partners here in the industry. So, you know,
I talked earlier, I'm sorry to jump on you,
no,
but I
go
talked
ahead.
Earlier about the first apartment meeting you go to, and it's intimidating.
It is.
I mean, everybody knows
everybody's mine.
Friends with everybody. And I think
everybody's hugging.
Everybody's hugging. We gave, if I don't come home with enough makeup on, I'm in trouble. My wife's like, "You're not out working. You got to go hug people. There needs to be makeup. You know, don't sneak out and play golf." But I, you know, I think back to those first meetings, and it was like I was intimidated. I was like, "What? You know, how am I going to do this?" And it was like I told myself, I was like, "Man, if I meet you know two people at a meeting, and I really spend time with those two people, at the end of the year, I'll know 24 people."
Oh yeah.
And people say this all the time, like, "Man, Billy, you walk the room and you seem to know everybody. Everybody wants to hug. You know, you've been friends, you've done whatever." Yeah. And I was like, I still take that to this day. It's like when you go somewhere,
you still feel that way?
There's a new person that you go and go, "I don't know that person," and they could that could be me 30 years ago that needs somebody to come and say, "Hey, you know, let's meet some people, you know, what's going on?" But the other thing that I preach to people is find that common trait. There's got to be, you said earlier about, you know, Democrat and Republican. There's still, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you have a common trait. And I would walk in an office when I was calling on properties and I would see a golf ball on somebody's desk, or I would see a picture of a motorcycle, or I'd see a picture of somebody's family with scuba stuff. And I'm like, "Oh, do you know," and I wouldn't say who I was with or what I did. I would say, "Oh, did you like to go scuba diving?" Oh, and they'd start talking about themselves. And when people open about themselves, then you've bonded and you have that common, you know, and again, you talked about sponsoring events. If you don't have the money to do that, you can at least find a common trait that you have with somebody as you're out visiting properties. Or if you're at an association event, "Hey, do you like the Astros? Were you happy they won?" And they're going to say, "Yes, they did," or "No, they like the Cubs." And then now you have that
you
can always
now,
go to when you see that person to bring it back up and go, "Hey, that's the person I bonded with on this particular topic."
It's funny. I still remember my first event. And I remember I didn't know anybody. I was just there going, "What am I even doing?" And wow, you know, years later, here we are, you know, but I like actually talking to those new people because, you know, when you get a chance to talk to them, it's like, "Oh, man, hopefully this guy will, you know, really contribute, be successful." And you never know what that guy will do or that girl will do in the apartment industry. So
full disclosure, actually, I was one of those people to you a few years ago coming into Houston. we had a conversation. I was new to Houston.
This is news.
You don't remember? We were having a couple of drinks, I believe. So, but I chewed your ear off for a good couple hours.
Where was this at?
This was out in
Asset. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I remember that.
Yeah.
You were new. That's right.
I was new to Houston and I was like, "I need advice because I only been in the smaller markets and we're going to commercial."
We do have to go to commercial. We're going to be back with our fourth and final segment of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters and we're discussing the topic, how to create strong supplier-partner relationships with management companies. I am Paul Marks and joining me is Izzy Garza, National Account Manager with Maintenance Supply Headquarters, Billy Griffin, Vice President of Sales with Camp Construction, Blaze Spitaleri, Business Development Manager with Rasa Flores. And from the owner management area, we have longtime multifamily industry veteran Stephanie Graves, co-founder and CEO of Q10 Property Advisors. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide guest topics, guest ideas, or any suggestions, or just listen to an archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. Stephanie, I want to ask you, from a management standpoint, you got properties with different teams at the properties, and I'm sure they're getting called on by vendors from time to time. What do you tell them to expect or how to work in those types of situations?
Sure. I think we're like most management companies. We have kind of a preferred list of vendors that we utilize on a daily basis. But we, if presented with other opportunities, if a vendor comes in and says, hey, I do drywall repair, or I do whatever, we take their information, and our culture is a little different. We build our relationships and truly understand the partnerships. And I see sometimes leasing agents or managers that I've been exposed to don't appreciate those relationships as much as they need to. You know, we say partner suppliers or supplier partners instead of vendors purposely, because, you know, that vendor relationship is one of serving. And, you know, I call you, you give me a product, and then you go away. And that's not at all what our culture is in our company, or in most companies, I think, in multifamily. And we truly see it as a partnership, because if Izzy doesn't deliver, it's going to affect me. If Billy doesn't deliver, it's going to affect me. And so we try to breed a culture of partnership so that they are welcomed at our property, and that, you know, I was really surprised the first couple times that I got calls from vendors and I actually called them back, or they sent an email that said, hey, we do this. And I would send an email and say, you know, we're really happy with our supplier right now, but I'll keep you in my list if something happens. I'll see them at an event and they'll be like, oh, you're that one that responded to my email. And I was like, you mean people don't do that? Right. And so I think that's probably helped me in my career. You know, when Izzy called on me when I had my first property, you know, he didn't even hesitate to come and meet with me and talk to me about it when I was only one property. You know, now we have 19. Could he have seen that? Who knows? You know what I mean? He definitely, you know, gave us the respect that we needed. And we do that with our vendor partners as well. Maybe they're a small vendor that can only service one of our properties. We have a new supplier that we use on the north side of town, and we can only use her on the north side of town. But she's new, she's getting in the business, and it's a little bit of a learning curve too. You kind of have to take a chance sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you take a chance on a new vendor partner or a new supplier partner, you know, you may be blossoming that relationship just like Izzy is when he's teaching people. We try to do that too. Let them understand, if they haven't dealt with the multifamily industry before, or maybe they've only been servicing C or D product, and they want to move up to A or B product, that's a big learning curve. Mm-hmm. And so finding those relationships where you can find somebody that's willing to give you a chance to try sheetrock repair on an A product instead of a C product.
Right. Uh-huh.
So building, you know, I think it's important that on the multifamily side and on the owner management side, we really work with new vendors, because, again, new products, new ways of doing things is always important for our industry to grow.
You know, when we were talking during the break, you had mentioned it's important to think about the career path. Let's talk a little bit about that. What were your thoughts on that? And I know, Izzy, you've had an opportunity to work at some different places too, but you've made your career in multifamily.
Yes, that is correct. I started as a branch manager for a paint store. And, you know, I saw several sales reps that worked for our company that thrived in multifamily. And I remember there was this gentleman, we had lunch one day, and he says, listen, I'm looking for something new. I want to try something different. I want to be involved in something. And he says, you know who you remind me of? And he goes, you remind me of a guy named Cesar Lima. This is about 15 years ago. I had no clue who Cesar Lima was at the time. And I said, well, I'll go to this apartment industry thing. And here we are. You know, so I started as a paint guy and eventually worked up, you know, into the opportunity where I came to maintenance supply headquarters. But I think it's over time that, you know, that I've, you know, that they've looked at me and said, hey, I think this guy would be a good fit at MSH. So, yeah, I mean, we all have humble beginnings. I have that.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, he mentioned Cesar Lima. So those of you that don't know, because everyone
knows.
So Cesar Lima owns his own company now. And so he owns a plumbing company. And he was Hall of Fame person for the Apartment Association. And so I think the reason why that is important in that story is that, because we're talking about career development, you know, the generation Ys and Zs want some instant gratification, right? I want to come to work. I want to get $60,000 a year. I want to get my cool car, and I want to go home. and I want to be told how great I am all the time. And so I need that gratification. And so with that immediate need for information and gratification, sometimes I think we lose those young people in the process because, you know, it takes time to build relationships.
It sure does.
And you don't want to come in quick and hit and leave. You know, you got to build those relationships. But if you look at everyone in this room or many vendors that you could meet through the years, there's a career development path available to you. If you don't have a degree, if you don't want to go to college, there's other avenues, both in the multifamily on-site and on the vendor side of things. And so it's important that you understand that you can develop that career and building those relationships and investing in relationships with other vendors that can provide that education are truly, truly important. And it gives those people that may not want to go to college or may not want to have that continuing education in that area an avenue. And I can tell you from the maintenance perspective and from the vendor supplier side, we are in need of people that want to build careers. We truly are. I mean, it's very difficult to find maintenance personnel. It's not a sexy job, you know, but if maybe college isn't for you, or maybe, you know, you want to get working and get money immediately, it's a good source of income and you can grow your career. From the vendor side, there's education through the Apartment Association through a CAS certification, which I'm sure the guys can talk about, but it's a certified apartment supplier where you learn about the industry enough that you can get a certification. You're rewarded for that. And some vendors and companies even, you know, give you additional incentives and help you pay for that. So I'm sure that the gentleman can talk a little bit about that too.
Sure. The CAS certification was really important to me because it really helped me understand the apartment industry. You know, I was probably about 4 or 5 years into it and still didn't really have a really firm idea. And that CAS certification really opened up the doors, the kind of the things that happen that you don't see and some of the rules that we apply to ourselves today. And at the same time, there was a lot of people there that were managers that were getting their certifications. And so during that process, you started to build relationships with those managers. Oh, you're getting your CAS, you're getting your CAM, you're getting your CAPS. It was a cool process, something that I really recommend.
It was huge because, you know, again, I'm going back in the day when I first, you know, got into the industry, they didn't have CAS. I had to sit in the CAMT, the Certified Apartment Maintenance Technician program, because I was working with Century. I worked 20 years with Century, and I wanted to know who these maintenance guys were. I wanted to get to know them. Yeah. I wanted to spend time with them, and I did that, and then CAS came along. And again, the best part about the CAMT, the CAM, the CAS, is that you are sitting in classes with people who are also trying to learn about the industry. And you talked earlier, Stephanie, about, you know, hey, you don't call on a property the first of the month because they're collecting rent. You know, in a lot of these classes, those things come up where people go, oh my gosh, I have this vendor that did this or supplier partner that did this. And you hear stories and you go back to the supplier side and you're like, hey, we need to have these classes and these mentor things to tell all the new folks coming in, hey, we don't do that. You know, you don't call on a property around the first month because they're collecting rent. The other thing is if you walk in a property and there's 10 people in there trying to talk to somebody, don't wait in line. And we tell people that. Don't wait there. Give them your card. Tell them you'll come back another time when it's more convenient. And they'll remember you forever. They're like, wow, you know, you saved me that day. You know, you didn't sit here and wait to tell me about some new widget or some new thing. You let me do my job. And that's really why, you know, they're there. So.
And leave cookies. Cookies are
cookies.
Always good.
Cookies. Always bring treats. Mm-hmm.
Extending a little bit on that kind of career path, if you will, on the vendor partner side, you know, I think more recently in the last couple years, I've seen a lot of younger people coming in as entry level. Somebody that comes to mind is a gentleman named Grant, who started as a vendor in the landscaping, working for a landscaping company, and now he owns Urban Outfitters, which is that right?
Urban Foresters.
Urban Outfitters is where I shop. Urban Foresters is it's a, you know, a tree company, and sure. We call him the tree guy. Like, that's kind of how he's made his mark. But in a 3 to 5 year span, he went from meeting, you know, being that guy that's got his first foot in the door, going, hey, what do I know about this industry thing, to being the premier servicer of trees in the multifamily industry. I mean,
that's a great story.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he was here, he would probably account 50% of his success, at least, to his involvement in the Apartment Association.
Yeah.
Making the connections, and not only the Apartment Association, but building those vendor relationships. Talking to people that are in your industry but not doing the same thing you do to figure out how they've made it happen. I mean, if this was available, this is a wealth of knowledge that's available. And so if you're coming into it and you want a career that's gonna foster you and you're gonna feel supportive, you may just be a single sales rep, but you've got a network of individuals that will support you and help you through that career path. The National Apartment Association is a great avenue to kind of start that. And certainly, you know, the Houston Apartment Association is the largest apartment association in the nation.
Right.
And they have the largest, you know, amount of units. Just make sure you broadcast that in Dallas to let them know. And so it's a great avenue that I think sometimes we take for granted.
Right. Well, I do want to give everybody on the panel a chance to tell our listeners, you know, where they are, how they can be reached, you know, what they do. Why don't we start with you, Izzy?
Why am I going to be first?
Okay.
Well, my name is Izzy, and again, appreciate Paul just having us. And I'm a national account manager with Maintenance Supply Headquarters. Been there for about 6 years. We are fully, solely dedicated to the multifamily industry, MRO. You can always contact me. My cell phone number is 832-683-7896. Or you can call our 1-800 number, 866-630-6747. If you are a company that's needing to get supplies, or looking at renovating your property, we definitely would love to work with you and appreciate the opportunity.
Great. Blaze?
Hey, so I'm Blaze. I'm with Rasa Floors. I've been with Rasa for 10 years. I'm really easy to find because if you can look up rasafloors.com, R-A-S-A Floors, F-L-O-O-R-S, like the thing you're standing on, I am the only person that works there with the name Blaze. You can ask for me. My cell phone number, you can be found in the Abode magazine for the Houston Apartment Association because I am a member of the Product Service Council, and that's awesome. 713-817-1603. And I do have some mentors too, so I'm paying it forward now. So there are, or mentees, I guess would be the proper nomenclature. Anyway, Blaze with Rasa Floors, and I look forward to talking with you.
Thanks.
And like the both before me just said, thank you for having us on. My name is Billy Griffin. I'm the Vice President of Sales for Camp Construction. I've been there almost 6 years. You can reach me on my cell phone at 713-410-0581, or you can go to campconstruction.com.
Yeah, I didn't mention that, but yeah, my website, just in case.
Okay.
I don't know why. SupplyHQ.com. SupplyHQ.com. Don't know why I didn't mention that.
Just call Izzy. Just call him. Call him. Keep calling him.
Yeah.
I'm Stephanie Graves with Q10 Property Advisors. I'm around. I'm not going to give you my cell phone, but you can find me at Q10PA.com and on Multifamily Matters every now and then. And
sure.
Hanging around these handsome vendor partners.
Yes.
Yes. So thanks. Great show.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for all coming in. It's been great. We're going to be back next Friday at 10 a.m. right here on 1110 a.m. KTEK with another great show and great panel of guests. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.